We've been working in Kimberley, northern region of the Kimberley, looking at this amazing rock art that lots of people have studied for a long period of time, but we've never really been able to establish how old it is. We had a feeling we have occupation in that area around 36,000, so we know that humans have been living in that area for a long time, Aborigines have been living there for a long time, but we never actually knew how long they've been painting the art for. There have been a few glimpses of how old the art might be, because we have dated art in the Arnhem Land from about 28,000, and recently there was some rock art dated in Sulawesi up to 40,000, so there's great potential there that the art could be really old. We had one previous age around 16,000, which places it just after the height of the last glaciation, but that age was really contested mainly because of the placing of the mud wasp nest, which was used to actually date the art. So what we wanted to do with this project was to really confirm that the art is Ice Age art. It was produced during the Ice Age, so it's at least, you know, 16,000 years old, and that potentially it could actually be much older.
You had to actually carry your research on more than 200 sites over a certain period.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the art is everywhere. I've never been somewhere where everywhere you look, there's amazing rock art all over the rock shelters, and pretty much everywhere you go, the art is there. And not just one style of art, just many, many styles of art. So we have different what we call stylistic periods, with the sort of younger, what we call Wandjina period, with quite sort of halo-shaped heads. And then it goes through up to what we call the Gwion, which is what the Aborigines call it. We sometimes refer to as Bradshaw, when you get the actual images of people with tassels around their waist and holding boomerangs. And then it goes to what we call animal image period, which is much earlier. So we knew there was lots of phases of art. So not only were we trying to establish how old the art was, but also, you know, how old the different styles were. For us, with fashion goes in and out, you know, we have different phases of styles that come in and out. In the same way with art, they were using different styles at different times. So it was really important for us to establish the age of the styles as well as how old the art was.
There was also a technique using insects. How did you discover that they were using insects?
We knew about this insect called a mud wasp, or black and yellow mud dauber. And these insects basically build nests in rock shelters. And what they do is they fly down to maybe the riverbed, and they pick up some sand, a little bit of mud, and then they fly back to the rock shelter where they want to make their nest, and they start to build this nest. It's quite an amazing process. And they build these little cells that they join together and make up a nest. If they're feeling very useful, they'll put this nest right on top of the art. We can actually date this nest, and it gives us a minimum age for when the artist actually painted the art underneath. So we had to be very careful that the nest was located directly on top of the art so that it would give us a true minimum age for when the art was produced. The technique that we used is something called optically stimulated luminescence, which is a bit of a mouthful, but basically it's an inorganic dating technique. So we weren't using radiocarbon, which uses organic materials. We were actually using an inorganic, so we were actually dating when the sand grains that were in the nest were last exposed to sunlight. We're measuring a very light-sensitive signal, and this signal is removed as the wasp is flying through the air. It's what we call bleached by the sun. Then the sand grains will then accumulate this signal as they are buried within the nest. Our job is to actually go there and sample the nest without exposing it to light, and then we could take that signal back to our laboratory and actually measure how long it's been since that grain of sand was exposed to light.
This technique of dating sun using, the latest time it was ever exposed to sunlight is a relatively new technique.
The actual technique, which we shortened to OSL, is not a new technique at all, but the application to something like a wasp nest is very new. It was actually proposed in 1997 by Bert Roberts' team down in Wollongong, but they actually only produced one age, and the problem with their age was that it was a little bit off the art. It was on touch the art, but it was a little bit off, and some people argued that it wasn't really on top of the art. So they produced an age of 16,000 as well, but there was always been an argument that, you know, that wasn't an actual very accurate age because of the placing of the nest. So we were very careful when we did our version of the technique to actually make sure that the nests were located directly on top of the art, so there's absolutely no question that it's a minimum age for the actual art produced.
Now, the human element in all this, when carrying out this research, what was the implication of the traditional owners of the area.
With this project, we were very, very adamant that we wanted the traditional owners of the land to be involved in the actual process. So we actually had traditional owners come out with us while we were out in the field. So these are the traditional owners who actually are the native heritage owners of the land, and they came out with us, and they were actually an essential part of the project. They were with us every time we took a sample, and we would discuss before we took the sample whether or not they were happy with it and whether or not it would damage the art in any way. Obviously, that was a primary concern of ours, but they were with us, and that was an amazing opportunity because some of these traditional owners have never actually been out in their country. They're all living in places like Candiwal up in the Northern Territories, and they've never actually been out to their own land. Some of it's very, very isolated. We had a number of helicopter rides to actually get to some of these regions. To take the traditional owners out there, especially to take their younger generations, we had the son of one of the older traditional owners come out with it. You know, for them to actually be out there was an amazing experience for them, to actually see their land, to sort of live their traditions and their cultures, and to kind of pass them on to later generations, which was really, really important for them. They understand that although they're not too concerned how old the art is, because it's part of their tradition and their culture and it's all in dream time, they're not that concerned. They understand that working out how old the art is will make the Western world understand how significant the art is. And so they understand that, and they're very supportive of us trying to establish the age of the art.
This art discovered on the mainland, there's also speculation that there might be more, even in areas that are now submerged.
Oh, for sure, yes. If you look at the height of the last glaciation, the sea level would have been much, much lower. There would be more coastline exposed, and potentially some of the oldest art may actually be underwater. Whether or not it'd still be preserved is another thing, but we're dealing with a coastline right now which is not the coastline that would have been there 16,000 years ago. So yes, the land would have looked very different. We may even have the oldest art in the Kimberley right now. We may have even recorded some of the oldest art, but trying to establish the age is very difficult. We trialled three different dating techniques. We used the OSL for the Mudwas Ness. We also tried radiocarbon, but the ages came out quite young. And we also trialled uranium series dating, trying to date the actual crusts on the rock surface, but that was actually unsuccessful. We didn't actually get any ages from that. Dating of rock art is notoriously difficult. We say that the Kimberley sequence could be one of the oldest in the world, and it could be, but trying to actually establish the age is very difficult.